This hour, we'll take your phone calls with Matthew Frazier. So get ready to jump on board when we come back. Welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Matt Frazier. Matt, what is Rainbow Bridge? What does that refer to?
So the Rainbow Bridge is actually the term that's used when a pet passes on to the other side. And what's interesting about this is that our pets are the first, well, among the first souls that greet us once we, you know, leave this world. And here's one of the things that I find so interesting is that, you know, when we adopt a pet here in this world, we actually adopt them into our family. You know, there's times in our life where our soul realigns. And that's what happens with pets. And it also is the same with, you know, when we adopt a child into a family as well, is that, you know, that love is an ultimate bond. Love is the glue that keeps us connected to, you know, our loved ones on the other side and also those that are here in this world. And when we go to the other side, the same connections and bonds that we made here in this world still survive death. So, you know, the person that you identify with, that your mom, that your dad, is still your mom and dad on the other side. It doesn't go by, you know, birth lines or DNA. It goes by, you know, that bond that you have. And it's just the same as, you know, your pets as well. Is that, you know, the same way that you're a mother or father to your pets here in this world, on the other side, you still share that very special bond.
Now, you said you don't sleep a lot. Have you ever been exhausted because of the readings that you do?
Oh, yes. Let me tell you something. When I do a reading, it takes everything. I mean, especially when you're connecting with someone's loved one, because, you know, you're giving it all your energy. It takes everything, every ounce of your energy to connect with the other side, and especially the way that they come through, because you're sensing them, you're feeling them, you're, you know, trying your hardest to tap into that energy and to hear the messages that they have. So what they don't show on TV, because, you know, many of you have seen me give readings on, you know, The Real Housewives and the Kelly Clarkson show and my own reality TV show.
That was you. That was you.
Yeah, and at the end of the night, right, I have the ice pack on my head. I'm like popping the Excedrin migraines. I'm completely coherent because, you know, it just takes so much out of you. But yet again, I love it. I love doing what I do. And I know that, you know, when I feel that way, it's because it was a really great night. It was a really great event. And there was a lot of healing that took place.
Does somebody have to be particularly spiritual or religious in order to communicate with the other side?
Absolutely not. You know, I think our loved ones are always trying to reach out to us. And what's so amazing is that, you know, the same time that we're trying to reach them, they're trying to reach us. And even when we're not trying to reach them, they still don't give up on us. You know, they're still trying to get your attention. And I think that that's why signs speak to so many people, because you don't have to be overly religious. You don't have to be religious at all to receive a sign and to sense and feel your loved one. And I think that when someone does receive a sign or a dream visitation or, you know, a way that a loved one comes through, right away, that's what piques their interest. That's what makes them want to know more and wants them to develop their own spiritual connection.
Some people never receive signals from the other side. Others pick it up. How come?
So that's interesting. So remember that spirits always go to who they can connect with, who, you know, has the stronger connection.
Or the easiest connection.
The easiest connection. Thank you. That's a great way to put it. So even if your loved one doesn't reach out to you directly, you know, they will go to the next person. So, for example, let's say that you're crazy stressed out in your life. Let's say that, you know, maybe your job is overwhelming. You have three kids running around. You know, you have pets at the house. You're constantly, you know, running around, running errands, doing certain things. And, you know, you never have a moment to yourself. Well, how the hell is the other side going to reach you? You know, it's very hard. So what may happen is your sister, you know, who lives a more low-key, calm life and has a lot of downtime, might receive signs from your dad. And you might be like, why is my dad coming to my sister and not to me? Well, it's not that they're going to that person. It's just that, you know, your sister has time to connect, because the main way that all psychics and mediums and us connect with our loved ones is through thoughts. Because when we die, we leave our physical body behind, our soul takes off to the other side, and it is energy. And our thoughts are energy, and that's what makes it so easy for our loved ones to communicate with us in that way, and also to visit us in our dreams. And I just want to say this one thing. If any of you have ever dreamt of a loved one in spirit, then you know what a spirit looks like because,
right.
you know,
yeah.
you've seen a spirit. That is really them. When you can feel them, touch them, it's so real that you've seen your loved ones in spirit if that's happened to you.
Have you ever been scared giving a reading, Matt?
Sometimes I'm afraid of what the person's reaction will be, definitely, you know, because people react in all different ways. Some people, one time I did a reading, and, you know, a man was so overwhelmed, he passed out right during the live reading at one of my events. You know, so that's what really scares
he
me.
He passed out?
Scare me. Passed out. Cold. We had to call the
God, did you think he had a heart attack or something?
No, he didn't have a heart attack. He was a non-believer. He came in. His friend had passed away. He had blamed himself for his friend's passing, and he really felt responsible. And you know, his family was like, you know, you really need to come see the psychic medium. You need to come see Matt Frazier. And I think that he never thought that a reading would happen to him. Or, you know, maybe it's just that he was in such disbelief, he never opened his mind up to a reading. And then all of a sudden, you know, I was calling him out because his friend was standing right behind him, and I started to talk about, you know, the scenes of the accident and what had taken place because they were both driving in the car together. He was driving. His friend had died, but, you know, he didn't. He survived. And it was just so overwhelming to him. You know, he passed out, and he was just a young guy. He wasn't an older man. He was, you know, I want to say in his 20s. And, you know, that to me is something that, you know, it makes me nervous because, like I said, when he first passed out, I said, oh, my God, did I kill somebody?
Exactly.
But, you know, it actually was just that he was so overcome with emotion.
All right, let's go to the phones. We've got readings and also questions for you, Matt. Let's go to Tammy at Raleigh, North Carolina to get us started. Hello, Tammy.
Hi, George. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're very welcome. How can we help you?
Yeah, my dad passed in 2017, and that's probably the most difficult thing I've ever been through. And I've had Lyme. I'm the Lyme girl of 30 years. But I think this was harder. And I was finally getting over the grief, but the anniversary of the passing is November 26th.
Oh.
And it's kind of come back. I'm sorry, I'm getting kind of choked up.
Well, first of all, I got to tell you, your father's here. And right away, I got to tell you something, Tammy. First of all, I'm sorry for what you're going through. But your dad is so strong around you. And the moment that I'm connecting with this man, he is immediately showing me that your dad had an up-and-down battle here in this world. He shows me that he would get sick and then bounce back, and then get sick and bounce back. Do you understand that?
Not really. I didn't know he, other than having diabetes, I didn't even know he was sick until like 4 weeks before he passed.
Your dad's telling me that when he was here, he was getting sick with other things. He's telling me there was infections. He was getting little infections here in this world. Do you remember that?
He did have a lot of stuff. He went to the VA hospital a lot.
He talked about, do you remember him being dizzy? Because he's talking about being dizzy at times and that he would lose his balance.
Yeah, he told me that he fell down outside and had to crawl back to our house.
That's what I'm talking about. So first of all, your father says to me that this was something that he was dealing with for quite some time, but your dad didn't realize how sick he actually was because there were a lot of little things, Tammy, that were going on within his body. And first of all, your dad wants to tell you this. Your dad, first of all, wants to say to you that you're going back and you're questioning everything about his passing. And your dad says to me, listen, he says, we loved each other so much. And your dad was very open with you about how much that he loved you, how much that he cared about you. He says, and I don't want you to question anything. You know, when I'm connecting with you, your dad right away is showing me the similarities that you and him have with one another. And the one thing is that your dad was a very smart man here in the physical world.
Yeah, he was.
He was very self-taught. And he actually tells me that there's some books of his that you kept. So you have your dad's books?
Yes, I do have the book, a health book that he had given me.
Because he says to me, look, Matt, he's like, she's got my books. And he says to me, he was a researcher. He loved to research. He loved to look things up. And what's the connection with Ancestry? Are you doing Ancestry.com?
No, but we all, my dad, him, my granny, who's Native American, we all kind of see things and have some psychic tendencies of our own.
Well, he says to me that you're also going to be doing, like, family research because I see that coming up, and your dad's excited about that because they do look in our life and see the things that are going on with us. But what your dad says to me when I'm connecting with him is he says to me, listen, he wants you to be able to live your life knowing that, first of all, that he's okay, but secondly, that he's helping you through the anxiety. Because one of the things that he's telling me is that you have really tough anxiety, and that's what's causing you to miss your dad so much. Because he talks about you having anxiety attacks, and you've just been so nervous. And your father says to me, that's because your whole life you've been super, super sensitive. Has anyone ever told you that you're empathic?
Yes, I feel people's pain and their emotions. I feel COVID, people's emotions. So it is very difficult, and it does cause me great anxiety.
Your dad's telling me that because he tells me, says, let her know that I'm with her through the anxiety. Let her know that I'm with her through those struggles. And your father says to me, listen, that's not what, when you feel that energy, he wants you to remind yourself that that's not coming from you. That's coming from other people.
All right, Matt, we're going to move on with some other calls too, okay? Thank you, Tammy. Appreciate that. Wish we could spend a lot of time on everybody, but we can't because there are just so many phone calls coming in constantly. Brian's with us in Boston. Welcome to the program. First-time caller. Hi, Brian.
Hi, George. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, sir.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. I was calling because about a month ago, I lost my best friend. And I wasn't there when they passed, and I felt very guilty and not knowing, you know, what they went through at the end and just kind of wondering.
Well, first of all, when I'm connecting with you, Brian, there's another soul that's here that I'm connecting with right away to tell me alcoholism. Who are the alcoholism here in the physical?
My father's had issues with alcohol.
And he departed?
No, he's still living.
No, this is a soul that had passed.
I don't know specifically.
I know that you're looking for your friend, but there's also a family member that's here that's coming through that tell me they had alcoholism. There was a problem with alcoholism when they were alive here in the physical world.
Okay.
That soul is stepping forward when I'm connecting. I actually hear the name. Is it James? Do you know of a James that departed?
I don't.
Okay. Find out from your father if that's someone in the family because that soul is there. And then also, your friend that had passed is here as well. And right away when I'm connecting, the moment that I'm connecting with the soul, I feel like I can't breathe when I'm connecting. So before his departure, did he lose, did he have difficulty breathing? Was there an issue where he lost consciousness?
I think that's a possibility.
Because when I keep seeing that, they're showing me the vision of life support. So when I see that, that means to me that there was questions over putting him on life support or there was an issue with them being able to breathe on their own. First of all, I want you to know that that soul is here. And the one thing that he wants to thank you for is being so supportive in his life. Because he tells me that when he was here in the physical world, oh, my God, I know who this is. Sorry. It was his father. It's going to be his father that passed that had the alcoholism. Because he's telling me when he was here in this world, he couldn't rely on his family. And he says to me that you took the role of brother in his life.
Okay.
And first of all, he wants to thank you for that because you're going through this and you feel like I wasn't there for him. He says to me that what you need to know is that it's not about the time in which he had died. It's about what you did for him beforehand.
Well, you know what? One thing that's very strange is my friend is, I'll be honest, it was my dog was my best friend and that's who I was calling about. And we actually rescued him from someone that had drug and alcohol problems.
Oh, my God. So that's going to be what it is. Because, like it says, souls are attached. And when I had the soul that was here. Well, you're asking for your friend. I have the soul that's here that's talking to me, that's telling me they had all of these addictions. And they're telling me about, and this dog, this is so crazy. Because I never know when I'm talking to a pet. Because the souls communicate in similar ways. They were coming through together. And right away, I was hearing this addiction that had happened. I kept hearing alcoholism. And I kept hearing that their family wasn't there for them and you had to rescue.
Do pets sometimes confuse you for humans?
Absolutely. You know, there was a reading that I was doing, George. I'll never forget it. I was in Connecticut, in Bolton. And I was walking down this row. And all of a sudden, there was this soul that told me they were murdered and they were shot and killed on a property line. And I turned to, and I remember turning to my left because I just heard that a gunshot go off and I heard that this person, well, the soul was shot. And I remember looking at this row when this woman just stood out to me. I'm like, this is for you. I'm like, did you lose your daughter Or because I'm like, I have this female soul that's here. And she says, no. She goes, that was my cat. She says, and my cat was murdered on our property line. She says, I can't believe you're saying this. And I didn't know. I was all freaked out myself because I didn't know that it was, a cat. And it just happened as well. I was doing a reading for Jenny McCarthy and her friends, and there was a soul that came through that, died during an operation, and it was actually her friend's dog. And like I said, it's because our souls on the other side are really no different than our pets. And sometimes souls do actually reincarnate as well.
Do humans sometimes in reincarnation become an animal?
They can. So not like they become an animal. So what I've been told, which I found is so interesting, is that the spirit world tells me that we do take on divine tasks on the other side. And one of the tasks that they, because I asked them questions, when I talked to them during readings, one reading that I did, a soul actually told me that, when they were here in this world, they were blind. They weren't able to see. They suffered from some disabilities here in this world, and they chose to come back on the other side here in this world as a seeing eye dog to be there for a man who had similar issues. So, it was a short-term thing where they came to help this person out, but that does happen, at times.
Let's go to Khalil in Dallas, Texas. Hi, Khalil. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you for taking my call, George.
Sure thing.
I had a two-part question. I was wondering how you would get rid of something that attached to you, and also if what's attached to me is here with me tonight. It's been with me for the past 2 weeks.
How can you get rid of an attachment, Matt? And then we got
a
break coming up.
The first thing is that you have to be forceful. That's number one. And you have to show that entity or that soul that you're in control and not them. And it starts with first by saging. It starts by getting yourself back into your spirituality. And it starts by taking back control of your life, because negative energies try to pull you away from the things that you're supposed to be doing. They try to pull you into depression. They try to pull you into anxiety. They try to pull you away from your life and just focus on them. But it's a black hole. The more that you focus on that energy or that attachment, the more that you get sucked in. So, the first thing is that pray to Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael is a really strong protector. And Archangel Michael is somebody that will help anybody who calls upon him. So first of all, it's praying to him every night. It's about going in and imagining that soul detaching from you, cutting the cord, and more importantly, telling this soul that they need to leave.
Is sometimes attachment a good thing, Matt?
Never.
Never.
Never. Because souls that attach themselves are souls that don't want good for you. They're souls that, they're souls that didn't make it to the other side. They're souls that are earthbound, and it's the only the souls on the other side that, only the souls that go to the other side are souls that want good things for us. Because think about it. Souls that are too heavy, souls that are too negative to cross over, what ends up happening is that they're so angry and evil and mad and upset and negative that they try to bring us down with them.
All right, Matt, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and take final phone calls. We'll try to get as many calls in as we can. I know a lot of you have been on hold for a while. We'll be doing that when we come right back. On our next Coast to Coast program, Dean Radin joins us to talk about the power of intention. And then later on in the program, James Papandrea joins us to talk about what really happens after we die. Looking forward to that. And welcome back to our final segment. George Norrie with you, along with Matthew Frazier. His website linked up at coasttocoastam.com. A couple of his books include When Heaven Calls and The Secrets to Unlocking Your Psychic Ability. Can most people, Matt, on their own communicate with their dearly departed in a dream state or something like that?
Absolutely. The number one way that our loved ones communicate with all of us is through signs. And the best way to know what a sign is or to sense or feel a sign is to know that a sign is something that triggers a memory. It's a trigger that immediately makes you think of a loved one on the other side. And your loved ones use things that represent their personality. I've seen signs in the form of dragonflies, butterflies, repeating numbers like 1111. But also signs can also be, you know, smelling your loved one. If your loved one had a favorite perfume that they used to wear here
right.
in this world, it might be that you smell that out of nowhere. These are all ways that your loved ones use to let you know, hey, I'm with you. I am by your side. And signs are really just like heaven sending you a little postcard to let you know that they're right there.
Or maybe your favorite song or something like that, and you hear it on the radio.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't believe in coincidences. I don't.
I don't think they exist.
Me either. I think that everything happens for a reason, including, you know, the ways that our loved ones communicate with us.
Let's take some calls. It's Tony, truck driving in New Mexico. Welcome to the show. Thanks, Tony.
Hey, how's it going there, George and Matt?
Okay, my friend. Hope you're well. How can we help you?
Well, first of all, I have a question, then like a reading, please. The question is I was always raised in my religion is to you're not supposed to talk to the people on the other side. What is your thoughts about that?
All right, Matthew, for that one, and then we'll come back to Tony for a reading.
So my thoughts on this is this, is that you can talk to your loved ones on the other side as long as you're doing it in the correct way. You know, it starts with prayer. It starts with doing it for the right reason. You know, it starts with having good intentions. You know, and it's about keeping yourself protected, not playing with Ouija boards, you know, going about it in the right way. And if you do that and you keep yourself protected, then there's nothing wrong with it.
All right, let's go back for Tony and see what he wants with the reading. Go ahead, Tone.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a few people that have passed just recently and then a couple of people that have passed a long time ago.
Well, first of all, wait a minute, Tony. Did your father depart?
Yes.
Because right away, your father's here when I'm connecting. Because I kept hearing, I'm the father. So first of all, know that he's here on the other side. Because the one thing that your father is telling me when I'm connecting with him is he wants to step forward to thank you for the way that you stepped up and took care of the family here in this world. Your dad says to me that the one thing that he wishes that he would have gotten to do here in this world was to tell you how much that he loved you and cared about you. Because that's something that he tells me that he didn't get to tell you enough of here in this world. And before his passing, he's also telling me there were issues with his moods before he had died. He talks about his moods being up and down. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you the reason why. When I'm connecting with your father, the first thing that I got to tell you is that this man was in constant pain every single day. I don't know what was going on with him, but the moment that I'm speaking to his soul, literally, I feel like I can't even move when I'm speaking to him. And this is crazy. Do you know, did he, like, break his back, or was there an issue with his back? My whole back is killing me when I'm speaking to him.
He was in a bad car accident, and he had shoulder issues, back issues, developed Parkinson's disease from it.
Oh, he had Parkinson's from it?
Yes.
No wonder why, because he says to me, let him know that I'm free. Let him know that I'm free, and he's telling me this pain is gone. But the one thing that he tells me is that it wasn't you. He says the reason why his mood, he got upset at the end, the reason why he was mad, the reason why he'd get angry out of nowhere was because of the pain that he was in. He says it never had anything to do with you. And because of that, your dad tells me that you had to step up to the plate and take care of your whole family, and your dad wants to thank you for that. He's also telling me that your name was passed down. So you're named after somebody?
Well, I have children. I have a son and a grandson named after me.
Oh, named after you. Oh, perfect, because your father's he was telling me. The way that they speak to me is that they'll tell me quick bits of information, and I kept hearing your father saying, same name, same name. So know it's his way of acknowledging that when that name was passed down, he's watching over your children and your grandchildren on the other side.
Thanks, Tony. I appreciate that.
And thanking you for everything that you did for him.
Sometimes, does it get confusing for you not knowing who's talking to you right away on the other side?
Well, absolutely, especially being on the phone lines right now, because even though I'm not directly speaking to everybody, you know, when you're looking to connect with a loved one, everyone who's on the lines right now, your loved ones know that you're here. And what's so cool is that the same way that you're excited to communicate with them, they're also excited to communicate with you.
Next up is Robert in Manhattan, New York, east of the Rockies. Hey, Robert, good morning.
Hey, George. Hey, Matt, how you doing?
Great.
Hey, Robert, wait a minute. First of all, when I'm connecting, your mom passed?
No.
She's still here in the physical?
Yes, she is.
There's a woman that's here that's around you that is coming through really strong. They kept feeling past of Alzheimer's or dementia or had that before their departure.
She had a stroke. My grandmother.
Oh, it was your grandmother. And did that cause her to have the memory issues here in this world?
No, she didn't have any memory issues at all. To be honest with you, that could be a relative of mine.
No, I think it's your grandmother. Because when I'm coming, when I'm connecting with this soul, right away I kept hearing that there was an issue with the head, and then I kept hearing that it also affected, you know, cognitive abilities as well when I'm speaking. So I feel like she's here. Did she help raise you here in the physical?
Yes, she was a big part of me growing up, yes.
And you remember that?
She had a stroke. She died of a stroke.
Okay. And right away when I'm connecting with her, she's talking about the multifamily home. So where was the multifamily home in the family?
When we all lived together in Panama, all together, my relatives and her.
Perfect. Because she says to me, Matt, she goes, he's going to remember this. She goes, I was like his mom. I was like his mom. And she shows me, like, back in the day, like, you would, they, everyone was, it looks like they were on different floors. Because I keep seeing when I'm connecting with her, like, you being in, you spending mornings with her and her getting to watch over you. And on the other side, she still shows me that she's watching over you every single day.
Yeah, I feel that.
The first thing that she's acknowledging as well is that she wants to thank all of you for never forgetting about your family. Right away when I'm connecting with her, she's showing me that different, that, so does your family members still live in Panama?
No, everybody's here now.
Okay. What's the connection with care packages? She's showing me care packages.
My mother sends packages over to my family here in the United States.
Oh, okay. Because she was showing that to me, and she's saying to me that that's one of the things that that I feel like your mom got from her. That was something she used to do when she was here. Because
absolutely.
She tells me that that's a tradition that you've been keeping on. And she says, tell them I know about the care packages. Tell them I know about the care packages.
I do. That's wild.
So no, it's her way of just acknowledging in that and letting you know that you've been feeling a ghost in your house. You've been feeling a spirit with you.
All right. Thanks, Robert.
That was actually his grandmother that he was feeling.
When these spirits come at you, man, do they come at you like 10 at one time?
No, but they come out. They come to me very fast. So as fast as I'm talking to you, as the loved ones on the other side are speaking to me. For example, the way I hear things is, how'd you pass? Quick illness. What happened? And the next thing you know, I'll feel things with my head, and then they'll show me different things that they remember here in this world, like the multifamily house, and then I saw, you know, care packages being put together. And, you know, any way that they can come through and, you know, put the story together for me to talk to their loved ones, they will.
Next up, let's go to Howard in Eugene, Oregon. Welcome to the show. Hi, Howard.
Hi. This is about my grandfather on my dad's side of the family, who I never met because he passed away 3 years before I was born. I wanted to know if he is aware of me and what I've been doing with my life and what his responses and opinions are and what else he has to say.
All right.
Well, wait a minute. This is really weird. So before I even get to your grandpa, there's a soul that's also here that's connected. And I keep hearing of someone passing of suicide. Who passes a suicide?
I don't recall anybody on either side of my family passing away from suicide.
Was this a friend of yours? Because there's a soul that's here that's connected to you that passed in this way.
I don't recall.
And I actually know how they passed. This person had shot themselves here in this world.
Oh, I have no recollection of any friend of mine having shot themselves in this world.
Somehow that's going to either be connected to you or your family, because I do have that soul that's here. And I do have your grandfather here as well, because what happens is the souls that pass this world tragically will sometimes step up to the front of the line to make their presence known. Even if you didn't have a direct connection with them, if they're connected to the family, they will still step forward. And I can tell you that your grandfather does tell me that he knows what you're doing, especially with pictures. He's telling me if there were pictures that you were going through or pictures that you've been trying to get a hold of.
Like Howard, Matt, I never knew my father's father. He had passed away before I was born at the same time. Is that unusual, I guess, not to meet your grandfather or grandparents?
Well, I don't know, because you know what's interesting is that my great-grandfather is still living, thankfully.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
almost 100 years old, but still living. So, you know, luckily I got to meet all my grandparents. And you know, my great-grandparents, which has been really amazing. But, you know, sometimes people don't. And even if you don't get to meet you know, a grandparent here in this world, it doesn't matter. You know, those souls still watch over us. And that's the biggest misconception. I'll talk to people and give readings to people, and I'll, you know, tell them that their grandparents are here, and they're like, oh, no, there's no way. You know, my grandmother passed before I was born. But it doesn't make a difference to your loved ones in spirit. In fact, we all start our journey on the other side before we're born. And our loved ones actually meet us before, you know, we're born here in this world.
Let's go to Nancy in Bedford, Mass. Hey, Nancy.
Hi. Thank you, George and Matt. Every time I have surgery, I expect to have a conversation with family or guides, but it's always empty, for lack of a better term. And when my grandfather died, I was about 7, and I've always felt somewhat responsible for his death because he had come out to talk to me, and I ignored him. And the next minute, he had fallen, and he went to the hospital, and I never saw him again. But the worst part was after his death, I felt tricked by something negative, and I've always been afraid to discuss it.
Should she, Matt, be afraid to discuss it?
What do you mean you felt tricked by something? You felt tricked by a spirit?
Yeah, I felt tricked by a spirit. I was about 7 when he died, and I cried every night, and I made a deal with something to have him come back to me.
Well, the thing is that you can... So your question is what exactly?
I don't know if you pick up on my grandfather, but I just feel like... Somehow I got tricked, and I don't know if he's ever there and thinking of me and telling me that I didn't do anything wrong. And
no, I don't see that. I'm going to be honest with you. So, you know, what happens is that sometimes, you know, just like a Ouija board, we make mistakes, we do things that we're not supposed to, but that doesn't mean, you know, that, you know, that doesn't put our loved ones in harm's way. So your grandfather is here despite whatever happened to you, you know, when you were a kid, or despite that encounter. And as a medium, I can tell you that, you know, that's not something that's affecting your life now, thankfully. But your grandfather is here. The hardest thing about this, and the reason why you're feeling such grief, is this is the first person that you lost that was so significant to you. And your grandfather says to me that the one thing that he's acknowledging from the other side is that, you know, this was something that nobody could have prevented. He's talking about, you know, resuscitation here in this world, and that's one of the things that you think back to. And your grandfather says that even if he were to survive this, there's no way that he would have been able to walk or talk, and he needs you to know that.
Tell us about your Zoom events, Matt, if you would. We've got a minute left.
Okay. So my Zoom events have taken place. They've actually taken over the in-person events. So, you know, while some people are still afraid to come out and to attend an in-person show, you can actually attend online through Zoom from your own home. And it's amazing. You're not going to believe this. But, you know, over the time when we first started this event, I think it's been, the last number I saw was over 1,000 people have gotten readings during these online events alone. And it doesn't matter where you live. It's $19 to attend. You can have your friends and family with you. And it's literally the same as in-person. It's all about the connections with the afterlife. So the whole event, it's all about me reading and reconnecting as many people as possible with their loved ones in spirit.
Matt,
go ahead.
No, I wanted to just thank you as we wrap things up, but go ahead, wrap it up.
No, thank you so much for having me. And like I said, if you're interested, you can just attend on meetmattfrazier.com.
All right, Matt, thanks. And Matt's website is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. For Dan Galante, Gina Salvati, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Ladasur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Burrows, Tim Banal, George Knapp, and Ian Punnett. I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.